Welcome to Big Brave Business. This is a podcast built on the belief that you can create absolutely anything for yourself. Whether it's a dream job or a dream life, it's all possible for you.
I'm Amanda Nelson, a virtual assistant and digital marketer. And that's Sarah Heater, podcast producer and strategic consultant. Each week, we will share insights from working with dozens of clients, stories of how we got where we are, and encourage you to see us as your new business besties.
So grab a cup of coffee and let's talk being brave in business. Welcome back to Big Brave Business. Here we are. We're back after our little break. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, everyone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing really well. We're recording this the day before my birthday, and my whole life I might have shared this last year, but I've always said that my favorite holiday is my birthday, and I've gotten told my whole life that's not a holiday, but for me it is. Anyway, so I'm good. How are you?
Listen, I think that's a great way to think about it. I love a birthday, so in my mind, that is indeed a holiday. So I say team holiday birthday. I'm doing really well. Things are good over here, busy and steady. As I've shared on the podcast, I moved not too long ago. Still getting settled, but there's no boxes left in the house. So I'm calling it a win for progress.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Yeah.
No kidding. So tell the good people what you're going to do for your birthday.
Oh, I mean, eat. And that's what I've done so far. And I'm excited for more. Yeah, my two best friends both took me to dinner. And my mom and I got takeout and then made a birthday cake. My partner and I are going out to dinner for a nice, we're going to scale up our like typical dinner dates and do a bigger dinner date. So yeah, I feel like I'm eating a lot of dinners for my birthday. No actual plans.
I feel like that's the only way to have a birthday. I have to know, are you like team birthday cake flavor? Do you have one that you always go to? Because I do. I want to know what yours is. Like, do you have a favorite birthday cake flavor?
No, I think growing up, I just wanted chocolate everything. And now just so many cakes. The birthday cake that I've had so far was a spice cake with cream cheese icing, which was great. And then this weekend, I will be having a lemon cake with lemon icing. And then with the kids, we're doing a joint birthday celebration for me and my stepson's girlfriend, because our birthdays are a week apart. And I'm doing ice cream cake for that one. Just all over the map. I'll take any cake.
You are going to be in a sugar coma.
But I have a lot of people to share it with. That's the thing. I have three stepkids and they all have significant others. So like we have a big full house of cake eaters.
I love that. I am team funfetti every day of the week. Funfetti cake brings me so much joy. It's just, oh God, it's so good. When done correctly, it is absolutely delicious. So
what's correct?
You have to get the flavors right. You have to get the flavors right. And it has to be the box mix. Don't be coming at me with no gourmet funfetti mix. I want the box cake mix you have two options. You can do strawberry icing from the can. I don't want anything else fancy. I don't need it homemade. I want it from the can. And then, or a cream cheese. I'll take either one, but the inside has to be the box mix. It's the only kind I'll eat. Yeah. All the things birthday. I'm so excited for you. I absolutely love birthdays. So I will be texting you first thing in the morning, even though you will be asleep, but I am excited. Do you want to tell people how old you're going to be?
Oh, sure. I guess I don't care. I'm turning 35. And actually, it's my favorite age that I've turned so far, which is so weird to say.
It is, because you haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Yeah. But it's my favorite age that I'm turning. How about that? It's the first one that I feel like sounds like a legitimate adult. I feel like until you're 35, it's still young. And then at 35, you're like, oh, you're an adult. That's how it sounds to me.
Interesting. Okay.
Officially mid-30s, officially in the back half of your 30s. And yeah, I don't know. It just is exciting. I also feel like I'm on a really good 5-year trajectory in my business. And I think that's really exciting, because it's like, I was working on 5-year plans going into 2024 without actually thinking about the fact that I'm turning 35. So that actually puts me on a 5-year trajectory of turning 40, which for my 40th birthday to coincide with some of my 5-year business plans feels just so exciting, and I'm proud of what I'm doing. And yeah, this is one of the first birthdays since turning 30 that maybe the only birthday since turning 30 that I genuinely feel really proud of where I am, instead of being hard on myself and critical about like, why are you not doing more? That's good. Depressing, but birthdays are loaded, especially the older you get.
Yeah, they are loaded. I will agree with everything you said, except one thing, which is you are not considered on the back half of turning 40 until you turn 36. I'll be turning 35 in January, and I will not consider that the downward hill. I'm going to consider that I am in my mid 30s. When I can say when I turn 36, I'll be considered my late 30s. That's my only thing. But I'm excited for you, friend. This feels like a really good chapter, just knowing everything that you're doing off the podcast, and the conversations that we have had feels really good of where you're headed. So I am extremely excited to see what this next chapter brings for you. And on that amazing note, we have some updates to share with you about Big Brave Business, and we are pumped and excited to share them with you because I think this is going to tie in exactly to goals and where you're maybe headed in the future and all kind of fun things that you have cooking up. Do you want to share with our listeners what's coming?
Yeah. So season 2 is going to look definitely different. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, then A, thank you. And B, that we've been really protective of the space that it is only the two of us, that we haven't brought in any guests onto the actual podcast so far. We have over on YouTube. We've done a lot of cool meet our friends in business, and it's like the person behind the business and asking them all kinds of fun questions. And so we have that over on YouTube, but on the actual podcast, we've been really protective that it's just us. And the main thing that I would say is going to be really different is we're totally switching up the format going into season 2, where we're going to be doing a lot more interviews, and I'm going to take the reins on hosting those interviews. We're not ever saying goodbye to Amanda, business besties for life, but we're just going to hear less of Amanda and bring in a lot of other cool people to hear from them.
That's right. I'm so excited to hear and listen in and pop by as a guest and see what all Big Brave Business turns into. I know Sarah has such a vision for what this show can and should be, and I think it's going to be amazing to see what comes from the show in the next, I don't know, year, few years. I think it's going to be exciting.
I think what has been really fun is that season 1 was really a chance for us, just the two of us, to really explore a lot of topics in a kind of a consistent atmosphere where we just get to know each other really well. We already knew each other really well. And then I think through the podcast and some of those kind of heavier topics or bigger topics, braver topics, if you will, that we got to know each other even on a deeper level. And I think there is really some magic to that in the two of us being able to just go deeper and deeper on things that we don't have to establish a precedence, right? When you bring in somebody for just one episode, you have to get to know them and get to the bigger, braver part of the conversation in the same conversation. And so I think there's been a lot of value in season 1 of getting to know us and really spending time with us on a deeper level. But there are so many other people out there. And I think the YouTube channel really helped me start really craving this space of being able to go deep with more people than just us. So I think there's going to be just a nice variety with season 1 being just us and season 2 having guests. And my intention with the content of those interviews is to not spend a lot of time on the surface. I don't see them as being interviews. Let me put that out there too. I don't really see it as being interviews. I see it as people coming in to guest co-host and to go deep on topics like Amanda and I have the whole time up to this point, but to be able to come in and really speak to things that are like their expertise or something they're really passionate about talking about related to being big and brave in business and building businesses with your core values and not giving the same old blanket bad advice that we have spoken about our feelings about up until this point, challenging those status quos, interrogating like the institution of things and turning over stones with a bunch of new people. So that's what I see as my vision going into season two. And then, of course, all the catch ups with Amanda to hear about her book and food and reading recommendations, because you have the best ones. And just obviously, of course, how you're doing.
Yeah, I totally am so excited to hear what the show becomes. I think just knowing your heart and what you're wanting to accomplish, I think this is going to be such a great space for that, and really going to give it even more so of the platform. We have grown this show, I will say from my end, bigger than we imagined that it could be. And I think it's only just the beginning. For sure. Sarah, you're so good with providing spaces for people to come and share their insights. And that's going to continue here. I know it. I'm very excited to see what that looks like and just like listen in and be a I'm always going to be a big fan of everything you do, but also this show. It's a very special place. I love the connections that we've made here. And it just feels like this is such a good natural progression.
Yeah, I think so too. When we first started talking about what we wanted to do with season two and what our intentions were, the reality is that we've both grown a lot since we first started the podcast a year. Really, we got started on the podcast probably a year and a half ago. And then we launched, I think, officially the first week of January, 2023. So it's literally been like a year and a quarter since we launched. And it's been probably a year and a half since we started the actual podcast idea. And just our lives look really different. Like personal lives look similar, but our up-leveling and our growth has just really been insane. And honestly, our priorities have really shifted, and it's tough. I think this is something that is really important to talk about with like co-hosts or business partners or whatever. It's tough to grow at the same pace in the same direction.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put that, I think. I think that our businesses definitely have grown over the course of the show, and maybe in different paces and different directions and different needs. And you were much farther along in business than I was when I first got started and we met. So it's just crazy to see how things have continued to grow. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Reevaluation periodically. And I think that's a good thing for any business or entrepreneur. Me, I love to give you advice on this show. Yeah. I think that's a really important thing, whether you are a solo entrepreneur, you work with a team, you have service providers that you collaborate with, or you have a show even like we did, really reevaluate. You don't have to hang on to an idea or a project if you don't feel like it's in line with where you're headed or what your goals are. Really reevaluate things periodically. We did ours about a year of reevaluating. I feel like that was a natural progression of being open to change and open to new ideas and goals. So yeah, I really encourage anyone who is in business to really think about what you're doing and where you want to go and see if it makes sure that your projects that you're working on are still aligned with what your goals are.
I think that's such good advice. Yeah, I think it's asking the question of what tasks are we doing and why are we doing them? And when our why are we doing it looks different, either if your answer to why am I doing it is I don't know, or if the reason for why are we doing it looks different, then here's your permission slip to change directions or to change what you're doing. So I think that is what's going on here. And I know because I've already heard from some people about this because I've started updating like profiles and things like that to reflect the kind of promote the new content that's coming for season two. I know that people want to know what the tea is. And I will just be honest with you guys and transparent. There's literally no tea. Like Amanda and I are very close. We talk multiple times a week. It's all complete love and support. It's just like we've podcasted for over a year, you guys, and like more than 50 episodes together. And just like things change. That's literally it.
Yeah, I find that to be so strange that people would even think that or say that's so weird to me. Yeah, I don't know why people's natural mindset is like something's wrong. I don't know why it couldn't just be like, hey, maybe they're growing and projecting and trying to go in different ways. And I think that's super healthy. No, there is no tea, my friends. There's no drama. I wish I had some for you, but there's not. I am fully supportive and giving Sarah my blessing into carrying this on. And if it was in alignment with what I saw for my business and myself personally, I'd still be here. But I feel like the value and what she's wanting to bring would be selfish for me to stand in the way of what she's wanting to do.
Oh, I just think that what I hope that you hear us say is I know sometimes business partnerships or co-host situations can crash and burn and it can look really hard. And I all my love and empathy in that situation. In those situations, I've seen it, especially as a podcast producer. I've seen what can happen between co-hosts, and it can be really hard. And obviously, just in the entrepreneur space, I've seen business partnerships that really take a very, honestly, traumatic turn. But here, thankfully, it is all total love and support, and just super excited to continue to watch your business grow and evolve, the show continue to grow and evolve. Of course, my own business continue to grow and evolve. Very excited about all of those things. And yeah, I guess generally, before we wrap up, I want to know, Amanda, what can you share about some of the new direction and like the way your business has really evolved in the last year and a half? Like, where are you now? What's this chapter look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I very first started the podcast, I was working strictly with an agency, getting all of my clients through an agency, and was really like, over that whole, you heard in real time, if you listen to the show, how I went from quantity to quality clients, meaning I went from clients that were, I had 10 to 15 clients at one time, ranging in hours from 8 to 60. And that was how I was operating, working crazy amounts of hours and just really willing and able to work with anybody that would work with me. And then over the course of the couple of years that you guys have been on this journey, or even if you follow me on social media, I'm very open about that transition of going from not only working with clients through an agency, which I still do and still absolutely love. I am Alpine Virtual. I say to this day, I would not be where I'm at, not have this business and not have this life that I have without the opportunities that Alpine Virtual gave me when I very much so started my business. If you are someone who is thinking about becoming a VA, or you have experience in admin, or you're a client potentially looking for a VA, I highly encourage you to check out Alpine Virtual. They are a great company that stands behind their people, and I love them with all my heart. So I still work with them, and I always will. And I became a coach for them over the last 6 to 9 months. So now I coach their VAs internally as well as keep clients with them. But about a year and a half ago, I was approached with a really great opportunity to work with someone full time. And I started taking on multiple larger clients that were willing to pay me at a rate that I felt was much more in line with what I was offering for the amount of commitment of time that I give my clients. So I went from having a lot of clients to having a select, probably 6 of them that are like my ride or dies, love them to death, have a great relationship with, and they pay at a higher rate for a more higher tier service. From there, I started getting so much interest that I could not fulfill. And you guys may think, if you're listening to this, you may be thinking, oh, I know where she's going. She's starting an agency. I am working on a project that is not an agency, but it is going to be a structure where I can refer out work to some of the clients that I get approached by who are looking for specifically creative only services, not particularly admin services. So digital marketing, social media marketing, anything to do with that, SEO management, creative services for creatives, basically. I am, as of this morning, I have almost finalized my branding and I have a website coming soon. But all that to say, I'm at a place where I am revenue-wise extremely healthy and happy, and I'm now to the place of working in a way that I can very much so have a incredible life outside of my business. I feel like I am at the place where I have been trying to get for years and years, which is making it a certain level, but also providing incredible service to the people that I care about, which are my clients, and also being able to like breathe and enjoy my weekends and log off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I start my mornings earlier now to do, but I still feel like I have so much more balance and so much more happiness in my life. I'm in such a great place, I feel like. And yeah, so things are progressively getting incredible for me over here. I'm very happy with where things are going. And I have some personal projects I have been talking about on this show for a very long time, wanting to write a book. I have been actually speaking to someone who is going to help me put structures into place for my writing, which is going to be very exciting. So I will hopefully be writing a book in the next year or so. And yeah, a lot of really fun things on a personal level. I'm renovating this house, and that's so giving me so much joy because I feel like I've worked so hard for it. And then more than anything else, I will say what's paid off for me is, and I want to leave this, if I could say anything else on this show today, is being good to people and showing up for people, even when it's hard, and whether they're a client or a potential client or a referral or another service provider, collaborating and being open to talking to people has got me where I'm at right now. I would not be in this position had I not taken that meeting when I didn't feel like it, if I hadn't answered that email early in the morning before I had my coffee, if I had not pushed through some really hard times, I don't think I would be sitting as pretty as I am right now. And I still have a ways to go. But by being the best possible version of myself and my work, even if it was at the sacrifice of my personal life for a time, has paid off in tenfolds for me. I'm not saying it's for everyone, but I'm saying it has worked out for me in the end. And I'm very excited to see who I'm going to meet this next year that I'm going to work with. I can feel in the universe, I'm not a spiritual person, but I do believe that good things come to those who work hard. I believe the universe works for our good, specifically when you work hard and you put good things out. And I feel like there's a good opportunity coming for me around the bend. I'm not even sure what it is yet, but I have good feelings about this next chapter. That was a long-winded way of saying I'm very happy. I'm very fulfilled in my role right now. And life is pretty good for Amanda after some very hard years.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. And I think the thing that stands out to the most out of what you said, as somebody who's watched this grow and evolve since pretty early on in you starting your virtual assisting business, is that you're signing off at 4 p.m. And I know you're taking a lot of weekends for personal time as well, mm-hmm. like to actually take days off. And that, I just think about where we were a year ago on this podcast. And I really feel like almost your advice was like, wake up, work as many hours as you can until you fall over and go to sleep. And just to see how that has grown for you to be able to balance both. I'm so excited to read your book. I'm so excited to hear about the development of what the experience is like writing it. I know that's been a big dream of yours. I know you've been reading a lot too for pleasure. And that, I think, says a lot about the time you've gotten back for the way you want to spend your time in addition to the business that you love. And yeah, I know how much you love reading. And so seeing how many books you're putting away, like that's a good sign too, I think. So yeah, a lot of fun things. It's been really fun to watch as someone who loves you and has been close to you through the evolution so far. And yeah, I can't wait to see what's to come for you either. I know it's going to be, I agree with you. I have a really good feeling.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will tell you, if you're someone who is in that place that I was about a year ago, there's always going to be seasons where things are busy, but if you make it a non-negotiable, and this is the thing too, I will say, I start my mornings, I said early, you guys know, if you've listened to the show, I love waking up early. I love the quiet. I love it being dark. I love an early morning start. So I start my mornings at 4:30, but at 4 o'clock, I don't think about work after that. And on the weekends, I'm done. Like, do not contact me. And I have incredible clients who do not. And I'm at that amazing place where I get to work ahead now because I put in the work, and the rewards are awesome. The rewards are awesome. So it's definitely worth it. It's great. My goal was never to, okay, I really want to have just work-life balance. That was always a hope, but it was never my motivator. My motivator was always like, how can I use this to like make me a certain amount of money that I can work on these passion projects. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I love the people that I'm working with. I have very good feelings about all of them, and it wasn't always that way. So if you're a service provider, it does get better. You have to push through. I'm here at year three. It does take time. It is not easy. And yeah, Sarah has been around since the very beginning. So it's wild to get to spend time together. So my friends, you are fully caught up on all things Big Brave Business. Sarah is going to be heading us up on season 2. I cannot wait to listen to the show. It's going to be amazing. And I hope that you guys will hop on over to Instagram and say hi to Sarah at Sarah K. Heater. And you can say hello to me at Amanda Nelson Reads. You can also follow along with all kind of good details and see the new branding for season 2 at Big Brave Business. And yeah, Sarah, anything else that you want to add that I'm forgetting? Because we always have so many sign-offs.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's really good. I wanted to ask you, though, if you have one more thing that you want to share that's making you happy this week.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yes. Let me think about it. I got it. Okay. This is the perfect thing. This is the perfect Amanda thing to leave this last recording for. So this month is the 50th anniversary of the king of all kings, the man of the hour, Stephen King. It is his 50th year on this earth writing books, not on this earth, but it's his 50th year of writing books. And there are so many amazing NPR podcasts that I have just been like devouring, talking pretty much about the exact same things, about how amazing he is and talking about how he has really shaped and shaken up the publishing industry. And so I want to leave you with a few recommendations there. If you are a fan of Stephen King, like I am, there is an amazing interview with Grady Hendrix, who is an incredible author that I absolutely love, who writes Southern horror. He, if you will recall, he wrote a book that I had recommended many a moon ago called How to Sell a Haunted House. And he is on that podcast. He headed up a Stephen King reread marathon through NPR a couple of years ago. And he is on that podcast for the book review podcast for the New York Times. And he is talking all things Stephen King. And it's an absolutely fanboy talk about how incredible Stephen King is and what his effects were on publishing. It's so worth it. And if you are looking for a book to read about Stephen King that is very easy to just dip your toe in the water, I highly recommend reading or listening to The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. It's a shorter book. It's so good. Anybody can read it, enjoy it, and not be too scared, but it does have some chills and thrills. So 50 years of Stephen King. What a world to live in. Love him so much. So that's my thing making me happy this week.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What's making you happy this week?
I'm going to say, and this is over the past several weeks that we haven't been recording, but it's definitely still true this week, which is collaborative board games. So every Monday night, my stepkids, who are adults now, come over and we do a family dinner. And a lot of those nights we end up playing board games. And I love a collaborative board game. The longer, more complicated, the better. So if you have any board game recommendations, I will take them. But we're really liking Eldritch Horror. That's a favorite. We really like Pandemic. We have a couple expansions and we do some competitive ones too, like Catan and Ticket to Ride. Those are some of our more popular go-to ones. But Eldritch Horror has been like our favorite one lately. And it is so long. Sometimes we end up playing that game. If we finish it, we will play for 4 to 6 hours. So like, I'm into it. I actually am really enjoying it. And it's so fun having three adult stepkids with significant others because we have built-in people to play games with all the time. So any board game recommendations, also any board game friends, if you want to have a game night, we're in. Let's do it. So yeah, that's me.
Very fun. I love a good board game. I have not played a board game in so long, so I'm excited to hear some of your recommendations and keep following along on your Instagram to see what all you're playing because you post fun videos and photos of you guys playing.
Aw, thank you for saying that. And thank you for honestly an incredible first like 15 months of this podcast. It has honestly been so fun doing this so far. I can't wait to see where we go from here. And if you are a new listener, welcome. So glad you're here. So excited to go on the season 2 journey with you. And if you've been around for a little while, thank you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.